AM 1490, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time is 8:21, and as part of America 250, Koskob Library on Monday night presents Project Mayflower, America 250 prequel with author Richard Stone, author of Project Mayflower, Building and Sailing a 17th Century Replica. And Richard joins me now. Good morning,
yes,
Richard.
Sir.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Sure. Tell us about this book, why you wrote it, and how it ties into America 250.
So I wrote the book because the story of this Mayflower replica, which, by the way, has direct connections to Greenwich. The Mayflower replica was built by a pair of men. One was Warwick Charlton from England, and the other one was Harry Hornblower from Plymouth, Massachusetts. But his brother lived in Greenwich for ages, so he has a lot of connections to the Greenwich community. I wrote this story because it's a symbol of democracy that was built after World War II as a gesture of thanks to the U.S. for its sacrifices defending liberty and freedom and defeating Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan.
Okay, so this is a replica of the original Mayflower?
It's a replica of the original Mayflower. So the man who got, so I wrote the book because the it was refurbished at the Mystic Seaport Museum in the late teens. So in 2019, it was relaunched. I went up to Mystic. I saw it. The Mystic Seaport Museum did a great job. And I met a man and who people said I should meet named Randall Charlton. And he said he could tell me something about the ship that I didn't know. And I said, what's that? And he said, well, it's not much. My dad's the guy that built it and gave it to the Americans. And I said, no, your dad didn't do that. This was a gift of the British people. He said, no, just my dad and a group of veterans and a team of folks in the U.S., and they did it. So that piqued my interest. The other thing that got me intrigued was it was an image of the ship coming into New York Harbor on July 1, 1957. And when I first saw that image, it's on the cover of my book, I thought it was a Photoshop. That event, Mayflower II entering New York Harbor, 1957, was an inspiration for Operation Sail because Jack Kennedy was also involved with that. And so Op Sail, Mayflower II entering, and of course in a few weeks, we're going to have tall ships again returning to New York. It's going to be part of a Sailforth 250, and one of those ships, called the Oosterschelde, is going to be docked in Greenwich, in late June, a guest of the Greenwich Historical Society. So there are a lot of connections between this story, Greenwich, Connecticut, America 250, and it's a remarkable story.
Right, right. That'll be June 28th, by the way, Sunday. I'm looking at the cover of the book, so it's got a picture of the Mayflower with the New York skyline in the background and a blimp there as well. Talk about the past and the present. But this had something to, this also helped, what it says here, mend relations between the U.S. and the U.K. involving the Suez Canal. Tell us all about that tie-in.
Well, that was pretty unexpected. So when they were building the ship, it was built in 1955, 56. They were making progress, being built in England, and in the midst of everything, a war of choice broke out in the Middle East that became known as the Suez Crisis. And because of that, the relations between the U.S. and England really were destroyed for briefly. And to mend those relations, the British Foreign Office and the U.S. government used this replica on a kind of untold mission. To mend the ties between the U.S. and Great Britain. It was a symbol of unity between the two countries. So a few years prior to the ship's launch and an inspiration for its construction, Winston Churchill gave a talk and he described a special relationship between the United States and Great Britain. And this ship became a symbol of that, particularly after the Suez Crisis, and which is why the U.S. Navy decided to have a blimp join it in New York Harbor. And the voyage itself was a dramatic 7-week voyage, crossing of the Atlantic. It had a crew of 33 bold men. They had a cat named Felix. And when it concluded, National Geographic described it as one of the most fabulous voyages of modern times. So It's an incredible story. It's all true. And it had a diplomatic mission that until the book was published, no one really knew about. And that's gotten the attention on both sides of the Atlantic, so much so that the Imperial War Museum in London, where they have the Churchill Library, now cites the book as a as revealing this previously unknown diplomatic involvement between U.S. and British relations, in addition to being just a great, beautiful ship.
Yeah, it is. And speaking of Richard Stone, author of Project Mayflower, speaking at Cos Cob Library on Monday night, 6:45. How did it come to be that you were invited to speak at the library?
So when I spoke with Carla Sherman, so Carla's the librarian out there, I described the book, and we talked about America 250 and tall ships coming back and what were good stories that relate to her patrons. There are 10 million Mayflower descendants in the United States, and a number of them live in Westchester County and Fairfield County. So it's a connection that brings a lot of people together to a Mayflower story. We've had a very good response telling the story at places such as the Mystic Seaport Museum, the American Yacht Club in Rye, the Old Guard in Westchester. So as Carla and I described this, she said, you know, I think this would be really good for the library to kick off America 250 going into this very important season.
Fantastic. All right. And you are going to be or have been in Plymouth as part of the book tour as well?
That's correct. So I've given this talk in my talk to people in Plymouth at the museum that owns the ship, the Plymouth Patuxent Museums. I've given a talk at Pilgrim Hall, the oldest library, the portrait library in America. Certainly, the Mayflower Society is all over the place. I was last week in Pennsylvania. I've been in Washington D.C. So people like the story, and they connect with it, because it's a tale of courage, teamwork, and optimism that really resonates with folks today as we celebrate America's 250th anniversary, which goes back, by the way, to 1620, when the passengers on the original Mayflower wrote an agreement called the Mayflower Compact, which has been described as America's first written constitution. So there's a lot of connection between this ship, American democracy, and what we're doing in America 250 that makes it relevant to Greenwich.
All right. It's a great story. And Richard Stone will be talking about it on Monday night. I think I gave the time as 6:45. Don't want people to be late. Starts at 6:30 till 7:45. 6:30, right. 7:45, Cos Cob Library. Richard, thanks for a couple of minutes this morning, and look forward to the talk Monday night.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Richard Stone, Project Mayflower. Again, the talk is going to be Monday night, 6:30 till 7:45 at Cos Cob Library.